Can you please say your full name and spell it for me?
Yeah, it's Jem Treayes. That's J-E-M-T-R-E-A-Y-S.
Can you please tell me what role you have played for the circus?
I've come in on a few productions as a movement director or choreographer.
Can you tell me a bit about that? Maybe what shows you've worked on?
I think I've worked on... I worked on Prophecy, and I worked on... Was it Immortal?
Was it Now Here.
Now Here.
Doing that big clock stuff.
Now Here, yeah, with Pebs. Yeah. Is that what it was called? Now Here. There we are. Then one other show, but I can't remember which one. I did another one with Forenza.
Yeah,
which
so that was one of the immortal professionals.
So that was maybe maybe that was the first or second immortal.
I think.
Can you tell me what it was like working on those shows?
It was great. I think the first show, Prophecy, and Now Here, I think I bought in, because at the time I was working at Royal Welsh College of Music and Drama, so I bought in a group of students that I'd worked with, so that was part of it. And then it was also working with other groups that No Fit State had sourced from the community, and working with them. I mean, the first two shows were with Orit. So, and I think that I had quite a big sort of directorial input on those. So it was very much going around working with those different groups, bringing in my students in. And generally working on site, working at the venue. So yeah, it was good fun.
So how did you first get involved with the company?
I can't remember. it was probably doing that fire thing up in the valleys, and but I'm guessing that because I at the time was working at Royal Welsh College. That it was probably through something to do with that, having a group. I remember bringing that group of students down and rehearsing in the warehouse in, was it Splott?
Yeah, the mad meat scene, Splott. Wasn't it?
We did Butchers, yeah, yeah.
Can you tell me a bit about that?
Well, actually, no, that wasn't the first one. Butchers was in the second one, actually. Butchers was in
Now Here.
Yeah. Prophecy, we had some kind of bird thing hatching out of nest or something like that. We had a scene where we in Immortal, which was like a butcher's, like a sort of, I can't remember what role it fulfilled in the story, but it was like everybody was like corpses, and so we were sort of dragging around butchers, dragging around human corpses and sort of doing various things with them. I think there was probably fake blood involved in it as well. I can't remember.
So what were you doing in the build-up to then getting involved with the company? What were you doing before?
I had been working with National Dance Company Wales, which was then called Diversions, and that's what had brought me to Cardiff. And then I'd started my own company with Fran, my wife, which was Treayes and Newman, and we toured stuff. And then I'd started working at Royal Welsh College and was working sort of freelance in UK and abroad as a freelance contemporary dancer, physical theatre performer. So it was lovely to be involved in that. And because I was working in Welsh College, it was great to be able to get the students out of the college into a different environment, working with the community and working with all the No Fit State lot. Because for a lot of them, they'd never worked with circus before, so that was pretty amazing experience for them.
Great. So you've done community shows with No Fit State.
Yes.
Can you tell me a bit about those?
So those community shows, those were the first two shows that I did, which was Prophecy and was it Now Here? Now Here, which Orit was directing. So about those, well, they were it always felt like you were just holding a lot of people really and trying to enable those people to to find something great to do, you know, in terms of performance. So often that was choreographing, or maybe it was that they came in with an existing, some existing material that as a choreographer, movement director, I would help them shape that and make it look as good as possible and contextualise it within the whole sort of holding structure of the show.
Nice. So do you still have involvement with the company, or are you doing something else?
No, well, I mean, I pop in occasionally, but not so much now.
What are you doing with yourself at the moment?
I have my own company, which is called Run Ragged, which makes kind of dance theatre work for family audiences, working with sort of dance and text and video.
Nice. So what's your favourite memory of working with No Fit State?
Oh God, the parties. Always the party after the show. Well, I think it was always the fact just that it was always a big effort on everybody's part to get the shows going, and there was a huge amount of hours and a lot of work, a lot of physical work, often working in cold spaces, and always working towards having an audience in. So I think always, you know, that sort of celebration of, oh, we've done it, was great. And you had a very diverse group of people there who liked to dance and liked to have a party.
Do you have any specific stories to tell? Something that someone might find entertaining?
I don't know how many of them I can tell. I just think that... I think everybody just let rip, really, and partied hard and deep into the night. And of course, it always helped that in the shows there was always a bar anyway, generally, as part of the shows. So there was alcohol there and whatever else. Yeah. I'm being...
We're not called No Fit State for nothing.
Exactly.
Favourite memories you've done, but do you have any negative memories of working with the company? Any times
all the above, really. You know, the long hours and the cold. I mean, that was all part and parcel of it. I think that, you know, probably in the early days, it was always health and safety. You know, when you're bringing students onto a site, that's always the difficult one. Is keeping everybody, you know, warming them up, keeping them warm, making sure they've got a cup of tea and had breaks and all that sort of thing. That was always probably, because the nature of the beast was it was a big rambling beast, and everybody was just sort of, in the early days it was probably less structures than there are now, maybe. But not that's a criticism, it's just what it was.
Yeah. Great. Do you have anything else you could cover? Don't have to be too careful on this, it doesn't matter.
What, negatives?
No, anything. Good memories, bad memories, things you remember about the show.
Oh, God. I just think it was... I just love being around a group of people who were, you know, up for a laugh and really passionate about what they're doing. And that's, you know, I just think that's why we all... work in the arts, really, and I love the fact that the work was very audience centred, and
effect has No Fit State had on you in your life as a whole?
Oh, I think it's probably it's funny enough talking about with Ali earlier about you know audience engagement, and I think that No Fit State are really good at that, so I think I learned quite a lot. Coming from a dance background, you know, I think that was probably, you know, it was really useful. That's just sort of to have a bit of anarchy and have a bit of fun and, you know, in shows is a good thing.
How did it feel at the beginning, coming in as a dancer and then including other things to that?
I think probably for me it was... How did it feel coming in as a dancer? I think probably coming in as a movement director into circus, you're on a learning curve because often you're working with circus performers, which is not necessarily your area of speciality. So there's a kind of gap there that you're trying to, you know, you're trying to cross. But it's good.
Great. Well, thank you for taking the time to speak to me.
Yeah, I know.
If you do remember anything else, let me know.
It's a long time ago. I don't have many memories of it. It's terrible.